Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Over the river and through the woods to Granite House we go. Wait a minute. Not everybody. You can't go, and you can't go. And you really can't go. There's all these veterans that served our country, fought in wars, and got deported. Now, why is that? One of them we're going to talk about was even a citizen. And he got deported, too. But what's going on here? Why are we...
Dr. Reed, who
fought in our wars... Took care of our and our armories and what have you, and then they said thank you for your service. Now go home. What? That's ridiculous. Well, I have an expert on that subject, the national commander of AVCO San Diego, American Veterans Coalition, and he's just busting his chops to get these guys back in the country. They were promised citizenship. They worked their butts off to be in our country. Why did they get kicked out? So, Mikhail Smith, National Commander of AVCO, why did they kick these poor people out of the country?
There's a numerous variety of reasons why some of these veterans were deported. Sometimes it's as minor as a misdemeanor traffic ticket. Sometimes it's as serious as a felony conviction. However, whatever the event that triggered them being brought into the spotlight of the government, it then, based upon law and based upon the current attitude of the administration in power, they are now deporting any and everybody that they can put their hands on under the same umbrella of these laws. And whether or not they served our country honorably and was discharged honorably absolutely means nothing to them. They go by what they call the letter of the law, and after this individual has served their time, even if it's that double jeopardy thing. Even after you've been to trial, you either pled or whatever and was convicted and served your time as a veteran now. I'm not speaking about the average citizen, but as a veteran, that should have been the end of the issue, especially since most veterans were deported veterans from other countries were led to believe, rightly or wrongly, that their service in their country and the service of the United States government was an automatic ticket into their citizenship. That, of course, was not true. And so even after they've served their time in prison, before they are released and walk onto the street, the ICE department the department in charge of immigration, they then step in, say, hi, we've been waiting for you, and they escort them to the border, and then they deport them.
No, but we're here in this wonderful land of the fruits and the nuts, California, is, and our governors try to make it a sanctuary a state. And so we had a lady that was murdered by a guy that had been in and out and back and forth so many times. California doesn't send anybody home. What's the deal?
Again, it depends on the timing, when this occurred, and under which administration this occurred. All of that is a significant factor. And right now there is a heightened alertness, a heightened awareness, especially by department heads, and in this particular case, Homeland Security and the Border Patrol Department do not wish to incur the ire of President sitting in the White House now.
Well, since they said that the opinions of this show don't reflect the opinions of the network, why don't we just trade them for an illegal alien and get the poor guy some help, because don't you have one that got injured and he's a real citizen. He needs medical attention and he can't get back up here. What's the deal with that?
Well, unfortunately, the individual who knows the most about that case wasn't available to sign in. He's preparing for Thanksgiving, and he's preparing for other events dealing with deported veterans. But basically, Miguel was mugged a month and a half ago in Tijuana, Mexico. Yikes. And severely injured his hip, requiring an operation. And so here in Mexico, unlike in other parts of the world, before you can receive medical attention in Mexico, you have to pay up front. Whatever the cost of your treatment or your services that you require, you have to pay either the doctor or the hospital in advance. And once they found out that he was a veteran, then their concern was, well, maybe if we get him to the veterans hospital where he's entitled to care and services, then that'll be the answer to the problem. And then comes the issue of him being a deported veteran. So obviously he has no papers or documentations to walk across the border legally. And so in my position, serving on the Veterans Administration's Director's Board called the ONECAB, which is for Citizens Advisory Board, Citizens Advocacy Board, I brought this to the attention of that those directors. Well, at the hospital, all the Homeland Security was requiring was a simple letter stating that because this individual is a veteran, if he walked through the doors or was carried through the doors of the Veterans Hospital, would they treat him as a veteran? And since he is an honorably discharged veteran, and the phrase that we use, that we coined this horrible situation under, is honorably discharged and dishonorably deported. And so it was all that was required was a letter to do that. Well, as many veterans are aware, when you go up against the Veterans Administration system, they have built-in blocks and hurdles to jump through. And at the hospital, the current hurdle that you have to jump through if you want to talk to the director of the hospital, Dr. Smith, is the guard out front of his office, which is his secretary, she immediately sends you downstairs to the first floor to the patient advocate's office. Well, number one, the patient advocate's office can't write the letter that the Homeland Security requires. Number two, they want to keep their jobs, too, so they don't want to send too many issues upstairs to the fourth floor to the director to have to deal with. And because of that, the veteran sat in the hospital, in and out of the hospital, because after a week or two, when he didn't have the money, they would kick him out. When he got worse, he'd come back, and it was just that type of seesaw operation. And ultimately, it was determined that he should not have been deported in the first place because his father is a United States citizen. So as a son raised in America, he should have been exempt from being deported. But once you've been deported, now you start into a new bureaucracy, and you have to start fighting that battle. And as many of us veterans have heard, well, your claim, your process, your papers were lost in the crack somewhere.
Oy. Sorry, I'm Jewish. That would be a major oy vey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I just went to the AFCO meeting this Saturday, and I don't know who got him, but you guys gave me a Christmas present or a Hanukkah present. I'm in a mixed family. I'm a Jew who works for Jesus, so we have Christnica. And I will tell you guys, you're getting a Christmas present, too, because my show is now going to be two redheads. And his name is Dr. Rudy Melson. And he seems to be a wizard because he's got all these credentials and things. He's I can't pronounce all his doctorates, but one of them is all of this red tape. So he'll tell you when he comes on the show. We're all going to do our thing until after Thanksgiving is over. But boy, am I going to say thanks for whoever brought Rudy Melson to the meeting. He's incredible. And you and he and I are going to take care of some red tape, some health issues, and hopefully get this stuff stopped, because this is not acceptable. This guy fought for our country.
That's true.
So we had Edwin on, but we lost Edwin. I don't know if it was just the gremlins. I have gremlins in my machine because I have half a screen here, and the other half is a bunch of emojis. It's ridiculous. I don't really like emojis. I've got a dancing turkey. I got a pie with steam over it. I'm pretty steamed about this issue. There's so much stuff that we don't know. I mean, we just think these people join the service, go fight, come home, and everything's fine. No, it's not. This is ridiculous. Thank you for your service. Now get lost. They're getting lost. They're not getting that they were promised.
Well, here's how we can do this. When you come back from your break, I can give Edwin the earphones, and you can ask him any questions you wish.
Okay, we have 2 minutes to break, so when we go to break, can you get Edwin back? Because I don't know what his issue is, but it would be nice to hear from Edwin. And where is Edwin located?
Here in Ensenada. He's my executive assistant here in the office at AFCO in Ensenada. I needed someone who could speak fluent Spanish and understand it. I speak it fluently, but I don't understand it fluently.
Oh, okay. Well, we're getting ready to go to break. So if you can do that when on the break, get Edwin back. We'll listen to Edwin and his story for the next segment. Is that okay?
That sounds excellent. I'll have him ready.
Okay, cool. I don't because I have gremlins all over my screen. We have 30 seconds. So when we come back, we'll be talking to Edwin, who we now know speaks fluent Spanish. I used to in high school, but I'm 70 years old, so that part of my brain is like taking a siesta. I can say a few things, but don't let me loose in Ensenada. Of course, I'd be going there for the lobster dinners. That's all I need. So,
they're excellent down here.
And we'll talk to Edwin.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860 0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back, and we're talking about things in the holidays and how wonderful the holidays are, and how would you like to hear, thank you for your service, now go home. Really, wouldn't you like to be with your family in the place you fought for and defended and just have a nice, happy Thanksgiving in America? Well, we have Edwin Delgado, and he was promised to join the service. It's a wonderful thing, and we'll keep you, we'll make you a citizen, and then, nope, get lost. Well, Edwin Delgado is here, and he's going to tell you his story. So, Edwin, what happened?
Well, after finishing my contract in the Marine Corps, I became a graphic designer, and everything was going great. Got married, had a family.
Are they here?
And then the economy went down. I lost my job. My marriage fell apart. I ended up hanging out with the wrong people. I got involved with drugs. I got arrested. Went to prison. And after that, I was expecting to go home. And to my surprise, I go, "No, you're going to Mexico." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? I'm a combat vet." They're like, "Yeah, well, it says here you're deportable, so we're kicking you out."
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you deserve to be home, why did they put you in our prison?
Why did they put me in your prison? Well,
yeah,
I was arrested in the U.S., so I went to prison in the
if
U.S.
If they wanted you out of the country, why did they decide you could have three meals and a cot in our prison? Why didn't they just send you home then?
Well, they wanted me to pay my debt to society, I guess. I mean, and I was okay with doing that.
And nobody told you that you weren't a citizen before? Like, when you get out of the service, I mean, they tell you a lot of stuff when you get in the service. Don't they tell you anything when you get out of the service?
Not really. Not. Everyone's so excited just to get out or just to go on to the next step of their life that a lot of times you just don't really think about it. You just kind of get out there. And once you're out there, you're like, "Oh, wait, what do I do now?"
So okay, so here's where I see a lack of supervision. I think they need to have some training, mandatory training for recruiters, and make sure that it's really clear if anybody is not a citizen, that there's some training there before they sign their papers. And then if they're not a citizen, there better be some training before they muster out. I think that's got to be mandatory now, because this can never happen again. This is ridiculous. Yeah. So, did you have children?
I have one daughter. She's 2 years
old. So you have a wife and daughter, and they're here, and you're there?
Oh, well, no, we're no longer together.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like to see them?
Excuse me?
Even if you're divorced, don't you want to see your daughter?
Oh yeah, that's my biggest reason for wanting to go back. Probably the only reason for me to want to go back, to be honest with you.
So there's all that rigmarole of coming back and forth over the border, and they're getting really crazy with the border stuff now. So this is not right. We have to fix this, and then we have to make it retroactive to the people that got caught in the whatever it is in the cracks of the system. This is crazy.
It is.
So
it is.
I
paid my debt to society. I did my time with no problems whatsoever, and I was still deported. So
okay, so I know you and Michaela are working on something. What is it that you're working on to help these guys?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said, your question.
You and Michaela are working on something to help these guys. What is it that you're doing?
Well, right now we're working on getting all the veterans their benefits that they earned and deserve, medical attention. We've been working with a hospital here in Ensenada that will see any veteran and wait on the payment in order for the VA to pay them or to be reimbursed.
Yeah, I heard, the first time I heard it, Mikhail was running one of his meetings. This guy's he's amazing, and he runs, he's the head of a lot of meetings. And so he mentioned one day that there is there's something that gives veterans benefits in any country. If they're a veteran, they can use some benefits. And I never heard of that. So that veterans need to know what their rights are.
Yes, yes. And it's dealing with the VA is a nightmare. When I first got out, my state of mind was like, "I'm out. I don't want nothing to do with you. See you later. Have a good life, whatever. And I do my own thing. So for the same reason that it was a nightmare just to try and go up against them.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do with this show, I just know all the touchy-feely and all the really great health things that you can do, because that's my doctorate and those are my things. But the guy that's going to be joining me, he knows all the ins and outs and how you can do the veteran stuff. And boy, I think Mikhail knows more about the Veterans Administration than anybody on earth. So yes. what we're going to try and do with this show, first we got to keep Mikhail alive for another 200 or 300 years. But what we're going to do with this show is half of it's going to be all the health things that I can think up. And if it's not approved by the VA, I'll do it for you for free. If it is approved by the VA, my cohort that's coming on the show will help you find it and get it. Because poor veterans, they've done all this work. And if they're sick and they're tired, they got to find out how to get it. My poor son, he got operated on. They messed it up and he started out in a wheelchair and all kinds of medicine. How could he even try to battle the VA? He was on so many drugs, he didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
It's hard for them. They've got him all drugged up, or they've got them all in surgery, and then they go, okay, have a nice life. How can they fight for their benefits?
It's very true. And it happens every day.
Yeah, and there's so many of them. And there's some things where they say the wait is so many years. I'm going, what?
For a claim, yeah, I'm not exactly sure the wait time for that, but it is it's quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, you're hurt now. You're hurt now. And some of the things that they haven't approved yet, I mean, they can fix you now. We can fix you now. But they don't want to listen to that. I don't understand that. It's like that letter that Mikhail talked about. He can go get a letter now. Why are they making you wait? Why do they want that in their hair? Do it. Just do it.
Yeah, there's certain things that are easy fix, but still they won't do it. They make you go through this long, tedious process, and at the end they say, okay, you're denied.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
The way I think of it is they make you go through all that long, tedious process so you will give up in the process. And you won't want to fight anymore. And that makes it easier on them.
Why is it easier on them? And they still have the paperwork anyway. Just sign the ding paper at the beginning. Let the guy have his stuff and he'll go away.
True.
I just don't understand that. In the long run, it's easier. It costs a lot of money for people to keep coming back. It probably is cheaper in the long run to sign the paper, let them have their thing, and they will go away and never bother you again. What is their problem?
Yes, I agree with you completely.
It makes no sense.
Yes.
So I would love to have you guys report on whatever you're doing, and if you get any progress, come and tell me, because it really is important. I have a website, drsarahmyoung.net or .com, either one you want. And I have the Dr. Red page. If you want to post anything on there so the vets can know, if you want to,
okay.
I started a blog, but nobody's blogging. You're welcome to blog on there and tell us what you're doing, because it really is important for people to know, especially us in Southern California. We're here. The VA hospital is here. I don't know why you guys can't just come across and use it. I know why you went to Mexico, because it's too freaking hard to live in San Diego. It's expensive.
Yeah, I'm actually from Orange County, so I'm familiar with the area, and then that's where I lived my whole life. But yeah,
that's expensive.
It's excuse me.
That's expensive. My husband's retired Navy, and he's working for civil service, and it's still expensive to live here. Jeez.
Oh yeah, very expensive.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys survive, but I would love to live in Mexico, but if you didn't have your benefits, how can you do that?
How could I live in Mexico with my benefits?
If you don't have the benefits, if you get sick and you have to pay up front, you never know what's going to happen. Oh, yeah, well, you need to have an operation here. You need to have this there. You need physical therapy. And, oh, by the way, you need to pay first. Wow.
Yeah. I've been lucky since I've been down here for year and a half now, and I haven't had any need to go see a doctor whatsoever other than a dentist, but that was because I chose to. But I've been lucky as far as not needing to see a doctor or anything, because to be honest with you, I would not know what to do.
Wow. Well, we got 2 minutes, so we have 2 minutes. How many people are in your group right now that are working with Mikhail?
There with Mikhail here in Ensenada?
Yeah.
There's probably about 10 of us.
Wow. That's a lot of people with a problem.
Oh, not all of them are deported. Here in Ensenada, there's 3 deported veterans.
Okay, and then the rest are just veterans that are working together for a veterans community.
Yes.
We're about to have a minute left before break, and when we come back, I will have Mikhail talk about his branch down there and what they're doing. So when we come back, we'll talk about the EBCO branch down in San Diego and what they're doing. I mean, down. Sorry. Blah, blah, blah. What can I tell you? I'm getting ready to cook turkeys and things. I think I'm turning into a turkey. So we'll be back with Mikhail, and we'll talk about the work he's doing down in Mexico with his veterans. So when we come back, we won't talk turkey. We'll just talk veterans benefits and things that you can do outside the country, which is a surprise to me. So we'll be right back with the angel of outside the country veterans, Mikhail Smith.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860 0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. 2 decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the angel of bureaucracy, because this guy, we're talking serious down-to-earth red tape, and now I'm talking a little bit of the other side. We always pull a card with a gem and an angel. And so here we go. The card that was picked for today is a stone called angelite. That's interesting. Are you receiving intuitive messages? Do you wish to be more intuitive? Maybe, because obviously the bureaucrats are not. So when you get frustrated, here's what they tell you to do. Quiet your mind. Accept communication from the angels and spirit guides. True communication includes listening, speaking, and observing. Notice messages from nature and your surroundings. So maybe when you want to bust your fist through the wall because they denied you again, sit down and calm down. Okay, the other side is from, it's brought to you by the angel of communication. And boy, do you need that. If you're going to play with the Veterans Administration, you definitely need the angel of communication. So she says, or he says, I'm not sure, I send and receive messages with ease and grace, guidance and inspiration from my angels and other spirit guides come to me moment by moment. I interpret the messages I receive and apply them to my life with wisdom. I love that, because if you're trying to write a Nexus letter right now, you really need an angel of communication on your side. We talked about Nexus letters. The Nexus letters are one big, hairy dispute right now. So I don't know if you want to talk to people about Nexus letters, but goodness gracious, talking to the VA can be a really frustrating thing sometimes. And if you need some help, I'm telling you, if you're a veteran and you're just getting out of the service and you don't know what the heck to do, why do they not train them at the end of their service what they're supposed to do? Because you can get out and totally lose all your benefits because you don't know they're there.
Was that a question to me?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's the type of question that goes back to when the Vietnam era veterans got out some many, many years ago. I got out in 1969. There just was not any training available. Today, for the veterans today, they have what is called the TAP program, Transitional Assistance Program, TAP. And unfortunately, though, when a military person is exposed to that, that means that they're on their way out the door. Well, most military people, when they're on their way out the door, they're not thinking about anything else but what my new civilian life is going to be like. And so all of the good words that the TAP people are telling and sharing with them, the military person at that time literally does not hear them. They're thinking about, where am I going to get a job? Where am I going to live? How am I going to do this, that, and the other? And those instructions on how they need to enroll into the VA and into that system just get drowned out with their own life survival thoughts. So the answer to your question is that, yes, there is a program in existence today for the military people transitioning out. They do try to expose them and educate them into what benefits are available. And they've gone so far now that from the Secretary of the VA's office and the Secretary of Defense's office, they are now making it a smooth transition, even including their medical records are going to be automatically transferred from the Department of Defense to the Veterans Administration Department, so that the veteran at that point can't say, I didn't know, I wasn't told, because their records will already be in the control of the VA. It's going to make their process a lot smoother and easier.
That helps. You know, the one thing about disabled veterans, and I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference to anybody else, but my son, and they had a whole lot of trouble getting this done. He was in for 12 years. He was just up for chief, and he was so excited being in the military. Everybody in my family were officers, and he decided, nah, they just give people orders. I want to do what I want to do. So he enlisted, and he really loved what he was doing. There were only two people in the Navy who could do what he did. He was in intelligence and in communications, and he was a computer freak. And so they made him get out because he was too injured. So he got military retirement, and they never gave him a retirement ceremony. Just one day he packed his stuff and left. And he said, you know what? I gave my life to the service, and I really was. I mean, people came down and determined whether he could stay or not. They were trying to get him to stay. And he said, I did all that stuff, and they just said bye.
Yep, that's the normal process.
That's not what you do to somebody who gave their life to them. I mean, he did some really, I can't say what he did because you know what that is. He did some really, really special stuff and dangerous stuff, and he gave his life to them, and they just one day said, okay, pack up your stuff, bye.
You're done. Your contract is terminated. That is correct.
I mean, he's got his retirement benefits and stuff, but nobody said, wow, we really enjoyed it. You're retiring, and there's a ceremony for that. No.
No.
They need to do that. They need to do that for medically retired, because retirement is retirement. Even if he's a little...
That is true.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe AFCO, when we get all really big and fancy and stuff, maybe we can figure out a way to make a military retirement thing.
Well, we'd be willing to do whatever it takes to help our veterans get the benefits and the medical treatment that they earned. And for most people listening, including the deported veterans, they earned those benefits. They're not a welfare package. They're not something that the United States bestows on them. They earned those benefits, and as each and every one of us did. And so consequently, it's important that we turn around and do exactly what President Abraham Lincoln said. For those who borne the battle, it is our responsibility not only to take care of their health, but their dependents' health and their orphans' health. That's our responsibility.
Every year when you go to stand down, and it's a beautiful thing, but they need more tents and more tents and more tents, because there are homeless veterans that we have to serve, and we can only help them for 3 days a year. There should be no homeless veterans. This is ridiculous.
No, there shouldn't. It's one of the biggest disgraces that our country looks at on a daily basis.
I don't know. And why people think that if someone has PTS, and there's an argument about PTS and PTSD, it was an injury that they volunteered to go and possibly encounter, and we're treating them badly? They went there and got that for us. What is the problem with these people here? They're not. Why are they reacting like they're some kind of monsters? They went and fought for us, and something happened to them because we sent them there. I just get so upset when people react badly to veterans. It makes me crazy.
Well, it should make everybody in the United States who is a citizen and who enjoys the freedoms that they have, because our veterans have put their lives on the line, serving all around the globe. In every corner of this globe, military personnel have gone and put their lives on the line. And to abandon them simply under the auspices of "I didn't know," "I wasn't aware," that kind of pales, you know, to hear that when some people speak it in that sense, "I didn't know." Well, to be honest with you, before I moved to Mexico, deported veterans weren't on my radar either, and I didn't even know what a evil process that had taken place in our name. You know, I can understand keeping criminal elements out of the U.S., but again, we start with the premise that this veteran, in most cases, they all volunteered to join our service. They were not, you know, drafted or conscripted into the military.
Right. So they asked for that, for a disability. We did, it's not like they're just crazy people running around. They asked to go there. Something happened to them in our name, and now we're mistreating them. How hideous is that?
It is. It's a horrible process to have to fight for. And as you are aware, that's one of my jobs that I took on after my 27-year battle to get my benefits from the VA. I became a veteran service officer, so other veterans didn't have to go through that long of a wait to get their benefits simply because they didn't know, you know, what was the process or what was involved with doing that.
See, and people ask me why I have two doctors and I keep getting all these certifications in health things, health practices, and then I go once a month and I give all my services for free. They said, what happened to your practice? And I said, the practice is still there, but I don't want to charge civilians money to make a practice. I want to give my healing to the veterans for free. And they said, you should never give things for free. And I said, it's not free, it's prepaid. They went there and gave a part of their lives for me. They prepaid. Do you understand? It's prepaid. I now am giving them my services that they paid for me.
That's a beautiful concept, and for on behalf of us veterans, we thank you for that.
Well, hey, you more than paid for the services. My husband, he's a retired officer. He's now working for the government. They're paying him. I'm okay. I have enough. If anybody wants to donate to the AVCO, they can do that because you have taken me in, and I'm doing my work with AVCO. If anybody wants to donate to AVCO, I would be happy to have them do that. We're about to go to break, and then when we come back, I'll tell them a little bit more of AVCO. Thank you for your service and starting AVCO. It's a wonderful organization. So when we come back, I see that the numbers are, the clock is getting ready to prompt me and say, we're going to go to break. And then I'm going to tell you about the healthcare in this country. We're arguing about healthcare. And my next guest is running for Scott Peters. I don't know if anybody knows about Scott Peters because this is California, but the congressional seat is coming up. And this guy wants to talk about it and talk about immigrants. He is an immigrant. And he became a doctor. And he is one of the best ER doctors in the world. So he could take in your patient and fix him if we could get him up here. And he is Latin American. I don't remember. Latin American and Dutch. I don't remember what country he came from. But he just fits right in. It's like your show and then his. He wants to fix the system. He wants to take care of veterans. Wow, we could do this. But dang. So we'll be right back and talk about that. Where's my guy? We have some more time. Okay. Cotton picking. I guess there's more time there. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that. We need to fix our system, our whole healthcare system, because the problem with this is the vet gets healthcare. Families don't. But if they come to my clinics, I will take care of families. That's one of the problems. Do you find that if a vet has a problem, the families are kind of messed up too?
Well, it's amazing. Most people aren't aware that all veterans who have a family and even loved ones, those loved ones go through the same trials and tribulations, both physically and mentally, that the veteran goes through if they care anything about that individual veteran. For many of us, especially here in Mexico, I have a caregiver who looks out for me, make sure that I eat correctly, make sure I get to my doctor's appointments, assist me in any and every way that's necessary. And that's why I've been fighting so hard here in Mexico to make as many veterans aware of the medical foreign program, the FMP, the Foreign Medical Program, that is one of the VA's biggest hidden secrets. But I try to let as many veterans as I possibly can know about this program so that they can take full advantage of it.
Does it cover family?
No, unfortunately, what happens with the Foreign Medical Program, it only covers service-connected conditions. That's the number one criteria at this point. Once a veteran has received 100% disability benefits, then their family's medical is then included under a program called CHAMP VA. And under the CHAMP VA program, there is also a foreign medical program component of CHAMP VA. So it is the most outstanding program for veterans living overseas. And again, it's one of those best kept secrets.
Well, at least if they don't have to pay for themselves, then they have money for their family. So
that is correct.
Money saved. My husband knew about it because he said the nurse at the embassy in Jakarta, Bangkok, we lived in Bangkok and Jakarta, the nurse in Bangkok used to take care of some of the foreign vets. And I said, I didn't know that, but I didn't work at the embassy. He did. So that's nice to know. When we come back, we'll talk about that. And there was one other thing, and just kind of brain damage went right out of my mind. But yeah, definitely we need to work on our system because as a dependent, I use the American healthcare system and I use TRICARE. It used to be CHAMP, We'll talk about that when we come back, what the American healthcare system is looking like lately. Okay, so we'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. You think they're inviting you to call in. I'm inviting you to be in the show. I have some slots because some people could not make it as they said they would. So, December 12th, let me move my calendar here. December 12th, 19th, and 26th are kind of up for grabs because we had some people that couldn't make it. And I would like to do December 12th because I know that because I'm a Jew who works for Jesus. If you're a Messianic Jew or you're just a Jew and want to talk to me about Hanukkah and be on the show, give me a call or write to me really quick. You know my address. It's drsarahy@gmail.com. Give me an email and let me know if you want to be on the show about Hanukkah. And the 19th is getting pretty darn close to Christmas. So if you want to be on the show, give me a call or an email and it's drsarahy@gmail.com. And hey, guys, I don't know much about Kwanzaa. I know it exists, but if you want to talk about Kwanzaa on the 26th and you haven't eaten too much candy and stuff from Christmas, call me and let me know. My phone is 858-860-0461. And that's the holiday seasons. But next week, Mikhail and I have been talking about all this health care. Now, if you're a vet, for heaven's sakes, get in touch with Mikhail at avcosd.org. It's .org, guys. .org. They're a nonprofit. And if you're a dependent, next week's show, we are going to talk about healthcare by the people, for the people, by Dr. James Veltmeyer. This guy is so cool. He is running, if you're a Southern Californian, you know this, he's running against Scott Peters for the Congress seat. And we've been talking about aliens, illegal aliens, legal aliens, that got deported. You know, this border issue in San Diego is so hot. I can't touch my computer while we're talking about it because it'll burn me. Dr. James Veltmeyer is someone who came across the border legally, didn't have much, schooled himself, got all this stuff done, and he is one terrific, very well awarded ER doctor. So he has gotten all these awards running ERs. He's won all these. I can't even tell you that much about him because he's so wonderful. He's going to be on my show, and he's going to tell you his plans for revamping Obamacare, his plans for making better health care available for the vets, and if he's got, if we've got Obamacare, then the families, see, because we're just dependents. Oh my God, we're dependents. We don't get to have the wonderful VA benefits. Where do we go? We have to use whatever is contracted by TRICARE or somebody else. And if it's not that good, then we're out of luck, but the veterans might be able to use it. And that's part of what this show is. We're going to tell you where to go and what to get. I'm not stating what my political affiliations are. I'm just telling you that this guy's going to tell you what he's got. If you like Scott Peters, and if I could get him, I'll tell you what he's got. I haven't heard from Scott Peters lately. But this guy's going to tell you a lot of stuff next week. So I'm so happy to have Mikhail on telling you what the veterans can do. Next week we're going to tell you what Dr. Veltmeyer wants to do for everyone. He actually has a foundation that you can go to, www.veltmeyerfoundation.com, and you'll be ready, you'll be loaded for bear when he comes on. Because somebody told me you can't have an argument with a liberal because you'll never change their mind. I don't know. So I guess I'm not liberal because you really can have an argument with me and I'll just totally go to the other side. I mean, if you got a good argument, I'll take it. But how about you, Mikhail? Can somebody change your mind if it's a good argument?
Certainly. Especially your mind gets changed a lot with when you're dealing with the VA. So, yes, I learned early on that I needed to be flexible and able to adjust to whatever the current trend is. See, most veterans, again, don't understand that one of the things that makes it so tricky to fight the VA for their medical benefits is they change the rules of the VA daily. In fact, as we are speaking right now, there is a group that works in the VA that is rewriting the law as we're speaking it. It's called the M21MR, and that group rewrites the policies under the 38 CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations. So it's really difficult for veteran service officers to keep up with what is the current trend. Just like you mentioned earlier about Nexus letters, it was the VA who told us veterans that their claims were denied because they did not have a Nexus letter which connects their physical or mental condition to their military service. And now, as of last month, the VA is trying to say Nexus letters don't matter. So you see, they've rewritten their own law.
Okay, now I was going to ask you, because we always do every week, the rant of the week, and that's where what makes you so mad that you see red, including your hair, and blow smoke out your ears because, and dealing with the VA, you probably have to do this every day. You blow up, and you blow the smoke out your ears, and you don't hold it in because holding it in will make you sick. It literally can lead to strokes and heart attacks and all kinds of things. So we have the rant of the week, and then once a month we try to pick the rant of the month. And I don't think you were there when I Tony the Vet won one. Tony the Vet is so cute because he has a little gray beard and mustache, and he wears this little black beret. So he won. And I was there, and I awarded him the rant of the month, and he put on his little red wig, and there's a picture on my Facebook page of Tony the Vet wearing a Dr. Red wig. It is so cute. So do you have another rant? We only have a minute. Do you have a rant other than the VA?
Not generally. As I said, my daily focus when I get up in the morning till I lay down at night is about veterans' issues. So other than, you know, what's happening in the news as far as deporting youngsters who have no connection with whatever country they're being deported to, no, that falls under the same category as, of course, deported veterans.
So let me tell you, this is really important to mental health. You can rant every day. You can rant as many times a day as you want. It's okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. So whenever you have a problem, come here and listen to what Dr. Red says.
Sounds terrific.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.